That will allow now the owners of those lands who require a particular zoning to go back to the drawing board, have a look at their application and what they're proposing, and see if they can adapt it to meet the requests of the chief executive and indeed the planning legislation laws. That there now can be, those three that were admitted today can be brought into variation number two or three for that matter. So it's not that they've been binned. They're just been sort of asking for more information, and if they can satisfy the planning legislation laws, the chief executive's objections, then it'll be included in variation number two.
And the concerns were mostly to do with flood risks.
Some of it was to do with flood risk, some of it was to do with over-proliferation of housing. I mean, in the ones in the Killyleth and the Kiltoy area, we have currently somewhere in the region of 500-odd houses in the pipeline. The infrastructure there at the minute just wouldn't be ideal for supporting more houses in the area, but that's not ruling them out. So what we've been trying to do there today as well, and we've got it passed, was to look at alternative roads from the mountaintops down onto the Wundy Hall Road itself, and that there would open up opportunities for people as well, and obviously open up a further opportunity for people to bring in or look for zoning for more residential use in the time ahead. So there's a lot of good stuff that was done today. As you say, there's 119 variations have been passed and supported by the members today.